work I ever done, working on a farm. Easiest work I ever done, swinging my true love's arm. Swing and turn, jubilee, live and learn, jubilee.
Treasured Appalachian folk singer and mountain dulcimer player Gene Ritchie lived from 1922 to 2015. When I was a young folk singer in 1992, I drove from Rhode Island to Hindman, Kentucky, to meet Gene and attend Appalachian Family Folk Week at the Hindman Settlement School. That week was one of the great turning points in my life. I met Gene, took her dulcimer and singing classes, and soaked up her music. I also met quite a few other friends and started to learn clawhammer banjo, many more songs, and freestyle flatfoot clogging. I had found a musical and social home. I also met other members of the Ritchie family that week, some of Gene's nieces and her sister, folk singer Edna Ritchie Baker, one of the 14 Ritchie siblings who was 12 years older than Gene. The Ritchies were known as the singing family of the Cumberlands of eastern Kentucky, and Gene, in her lifetime, knew, sang, recorded, and documented hundreds of Scots-Irish family songs, as well as many other community songs. And she introduced the mountain dulcimer to the wider folk music world when, as a recently graduated social worker, she moved to New York City in 1947. She also wrote beautiful and compelling original songs.
Oh, when I was a curly-headed baby, born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars roaring and rumbling past my door. Now they're standing rusty, rolling empty. And the ailing in don't stop here anymore.
After that catalytic trip in 1992, I returned to Hindman almost every June for 25 years to be on staff at Folk Week and hang out with friends, including Jean, her husband George Pickow, and their son John. My husband, Elwood Donnelly, started joining me on those trips, and we forged a deep and long friendship with Jean, George, and John, who lived for much of their lives in Port Washington, New York, on Long Island. So, since we only lived about 165 miles apart, we would sometimes drop in on each other in our travels or perform in each other's communities, as well as occasional events together elsewhere in the U.S. Meanwhile, throughout the years, Elwood and I steeped ourselves in Ritchie family music, learning songs like Pretty Sarah, Killy Cranky, I've Been a Foreign Lander, Mornin' Come, Mariah's Gone, Over the River to Feed My Sheep, Young Man Who Wouldn't Raise Corn, The World Is Old Tonight, Deep Shady Grove, Loving Hannah, Jenny Jenkins, The Devil's Nine Questions, Black Waters, and I Wonder When I Shall Be Married.
I wonder when I shall be married, oh, be married, oh, be married. I wonder when I shall be married, for my beauty's beginning to fade. My mother, she is so willing, oh, so willing, oh, so willing. My mother, she is so willing, for she has four daughters besides. My father has...
We also developed and still teach Ritchie song and dulcimer workshops, somewhat to the amusement at the time of the still alive and well Gene. And during all those years, we continued to correspond and nurture that wonderful alliance. Gene represented much to me and Elwood as a mentor, iconic American folk singer, role model, and friend. As a woman, I looked to her for guidance and still do, even after her passing. After all, how many well-known women folk singers can anyone cite from her generation? She was the front person on stage, outspoken, directive, gracious, a beautiful speaker, musician, and scholar. And Elwood and I greatly admired the remarkable partnership she had with her husband, George, himself a talented and renowned filmmaker and photographer, and progressive egalitarian. Look Jean up, and you will find one of the best documented folk singers of her era. When Jean had a stroke in 2009, marking the end of her public appearances, the vast community of friends, family, and fans were crushed, though we knew her longevity had been a gift. I remember calling the house soon after, full of love, grief, and that helplessness we all feel during such a time, wishing to offer something. I got George on the phone. "What can we do, George?" I said, and he said quickly, "Sing her songs." And I said, "Is there a particular song you suggest?" And again, without hesitation, he said, "The Soldier." Here it is, sung by Jean in 1984, one of many examples of her gentle, powerful protest songs. And as a bonus, you get to hear her sons John and Peter singing with her.
They say that the war's nearly won, and declare there's a change in the wind. And my feet stumble on, and the years come and gone, and they say that the war's nearly won. Another day shall arise, another red morning sun. My seasons are counted, and marching away, still a soldier and far from my home. Sweet peace, when will you come again? You turn like a far star alone. Will I ever be blessed with your innocent rest? And be free, and be safe, and be home. Still they say that the war's nearly won, and declare there's a change in the wind. And the years stumble on, and a thousand years gone, and they say that the war's nearly won.